You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Womp, 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 womp. G'day, Rob.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're being so polite.
Cordial.
slightly unsettling.
Six shows to go. We've got to really dig deep now.
Oh, and the probably at the top we should tell people, six Plato's retreats.
Yeah,
we haven't
got
six breakfasts left.
No,
that would be us done on Tuesday next week.
That'd be so good, wouldn't it?
No, we've got six Plato's retreats left, yep. And the one coming up this weekend is a special
yes,
one.
Yes, it's our cover show. Please tune
Heck
in.
Yeah.
And Sam says he's got some good ones, so they're going to be really good.
Yeah, you know, if Sam's saying they're good, they're going to be excellent. What are we talking about on the Mind Trench today?
We're going up high and we're going down low.
Okay.
So we're going to start high first, NASA.
NASA,
pretty high, yeah.
Up in the air. Right. I don't know really what to make of this one. I don't even know what I'm going to tell you because it's, I don't get it. A while ago, which is 2020,
yep,
that's the official term.
A while ago,
NASA fired a spacecraft at an asteroid called Bennu, which
rude.
We have a photograph of here that just looks like a squash potato.
Let's have a look.
It's like they've done an interactive diagram where it just rotates around.
Oh, wow. It's quite, it just looks like an asteroid.
Looks
if you're
like
imagining
was,
an asteroid, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, recorded on a microwave potentially.
I think
but
that looks like if I try to bake a muffin. That's what it looked like. Probably way the same as
I don't
well.
Think I'd want to eat that, to be honest.
So anyway, right, they fired this spaceship at it, a spacecraft at it. It landed very briefly, collected some sample rocks and dust, and then returned back to Earth. I mean, that's amazing. What technology. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
but
awesome.
Wait, stop for a dramatic pause. This is where it gets really interesting. When it landed, the scientists that were responsible for opening the samples have come across a bit of a problem. They can't undo the section which contains the bulk of rocks and dust.
Wait, they can't undo
can't
it?
Can't do it. After multiple attempts at removal, the team discovered two of the 35 fasteners on the section could not be removed with their current tools.
Come on, Lefty Lucy.
Lefty Lucy.
Come on.
Get a good old wrench. Yeah. Both of us looking blankly. What's a tool? I actually do have quite a useful toolbox, I would like to say, but do I know what they're all called? Not necessarily.
I've got a rake.
I've got a rake.
That's all I have in terms of adjacent to tools.
We need to use a claw hammer and a screwdriver. You've got everything.
Why don't they
and
just whack it open?
And a credit card for the lock.
Yeah. A number of someone really good.
So hang on. How have they not got to... Why don't they just chop into it with like a skill saw or something?
Well, apparently it's all...
Maybe not a skill saw.
It's all in some sort of airlock or something like that. I don't know. There was lots of stuff I didn't really understand. But that's basically the story.
What a waste.
So I'm imagining that there's probably a bunch of things they have to consider.
Yeah.
Like you probably have to make sure it's in a controlled zone
so
that it doesn't let off some gas that's really bad. Or like, if we can't bring, nuts back from Australia, I'm sure you can't bring rocks back from Bennu.
NPI will be all over that one.
Absolutely. So I'm sure there's all those considerations. But why don't they just chop into it if they can't open the fasteners?
I mean, if NASA can't get in, I've got a mate back home. Guarantee you could get into that in 30 seconds.
I do not doubt that one, Rob. I will tell
but,
you that.
You know, what are they doing? Just make a new tool. Anyway, that was a little story.
Foolish.
And this one, I love this story. This is about starfish.
Oh.
Really. Really grows our spirits.
When you look at a starfish, it's not really clear which part of its five-pointed body is its head. It's really easy if you watch SpongeBob.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't it just... The top one?
Yeah.
You have a little smiley face on it?
As soon as I read this, I got that picture in my mind, which I bet loads of people have. Right, now, a lot of biologists have been puzzled about what's going on. Some thinking they haven't even got a head. But now, Jeff Thompson, an evolutionary biologist at Southampton Uni, said a lot of wheelbarrow words, which I didn't understand, but basically, all they are is a head.
They're just one big head.
They're just one big head, and everything they need is in their head.
I'm thinking,
that's wonderful.
This is making me think of in Toy Story, the doll's head on the spider's legs.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm now imagining starfish to be.
Their little mouth is right in the middle.
Yeah.
come on, guys, just look at it.
Just look at it. Science.
I thought that was really interesting, actually.
Good suggestion from a listener. Why don't we get one of those elderly jar openers to open the spacecraft thing? You know, those ones that help. We need in our flat because none of us have the upper arm strength to open the... No. You know when you put, particularly olives, I'm not sure what it is. It's probably the salt. If you put them in the back of the fridge and then you try and open them, it's impossible.
It's basically calcified.
Exactly.
That listener, just email NASA and just tell them.
NASA at US government.
Have I got an idea for you?
If you can open this, probably won't be able to.
You forgot your password, probably.
Excellent. You've got a poem for us today, Rob.
Yes, I have.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
This is a train bus stairs poem.
Ooh.
And I wrote it after reading about starfish, and it was called If I Was Just a Head. Okay. What would you really dread if you was just a head? For me, it would have to be just getting in and out of bed or not being able to scratch your nose. But on the positive side, you don't have to buy clothes. Just lots of sunglasses and hats, but most importantly, make sure you don't roll off your chair and get attacked by cats. Sorry, I lost it in the end there.
That's a very Spike Milligan vibe of a poem this morning.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that one, Rob. You've also picked us a big tune. What are we going to listen to here?
Yes, this is Creation Rebel with This Thinking Feeling.
This sounds pretty accurate for the Mind Trench. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Even though our Brixton frontline, man give one another every day. Give him black brethren.
And him white brethren and him Asian brethren. Give everybody.
Mr. Chatterbox. Always carry news all over the place. Mr. Chatterbox. Long will you live?
I've got this feeling. I've got your fingers. I've got your fingers.
Rasta, kill, cramp, and paralyze our lying lips this day. Ten commandments, they said, thou shalt not envy against thy brother.
Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not seek iniquity or kill my youth, love police. You leave the mark of the beast. You think this is the devil man feast? So make us up how you chat so much. Chatty, chatty fool, how you talk so much.
Mr. Chatterbox, so long shall you live? Always carry news all over the place.
Yes, too much chatting.
Take heed, my brother, take heed. This is Prince Farai, take heed. Food where you eat defile your body, and the word will come from your mouth. So watch your mouth, watch your mouth, watch your mouth. Sometimes you feel like put a big padlock by your mouth. Against a brother, see a man business and you don't see yours, and your own a spoil. You'd run out of style, you don't have a smile.
I've got this feeling. I've got your finger.
And Daddy Freddy in a Sherwood production. And you, Creation Rebel.
Honestly, I don't know why NASA doesn't just employ the BFM listeners. We've got so many good suggestions for how they could get the door of the spacecraft open. Someone says a little square of non-slip mat is great for opening jars. Why not just apply that big to a square spacecraft? Yeah. Just get a big non-slip mat. Mm-hmm. Give
aliens
it a good twist.
Could, aliens could be. Do it if he was out in the nether regions.
Exactly.
The nether
out in the nether regions where aliens hang out. I'm also wondering if NASA's ever seen like any heist movie ever. Just get one of those big flame torch thingies. Zap the door off.
So many options.
Honestly, are they even thinking? Creation rebel with this thinking
in the Ten
feeling.
Commandment, they said, thou shalt not envy against thy brother.
You know that, and thou shalt not chat too much.
Thank you very much.
How good is the end, eh?
The end is very good. Thank you very much, Bada Bollocks. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, bye, mate.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.